It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans Diana DeGette and Joe Neguse are two of nine House Democrats chosen as impeachment managers as the House takes up impeachment proceedings this morning. Here's Representative DeGette.
We've known Donald Trump was beyond the pale and beyond legality. But last week when he incited the mob to come up here, we realized how dangerous he is. We just have to do this.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck called impeachment a political stunt. We will go to live special coverage of the impeachment this morning at 7. Colorado's COVID-19 trends are moving in a helpful direction with several key metrics going down. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
14% of hospitals say they expect staff shortages in the next week. That's well below the fall surge when a third of hospitals had staffing issues. The 7-day rate of positive tests fell to 7.08. That's way better than mid-November, but still above the 5% threshold thought to limit spread. The state is approaching 200,000 people having gotten a first shot. Some CPR News journalists have started to receive vaccinations, according to the state's prioritization of essential frontline workers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis says he plans to add Coloradans ages 65 to 69 to the vaccine priority list. Last month, the governor added those 70 and older to the first phase of the state's rollout. The governor said he expects the new group to be added in a couple of weeks.
In the meantime, we want to focus on 70 and up, and even within that group, of course, people in their 80s and 90s.
The state health department currently reports a little over 800 Coloradans in the hospital with COVID-19. Colorado weather starts to turn cloudy today with a chance for snow this evening for parts of Colorado. That's mostly in the mountains. Temperatures are fairly warm again today, then cooler tomorrow. Metro highs in the 60s this afternoon and getting windy tonight. This is CPR News.